Unit 7. Supplementary Reading. Europe has long been at the forefront of the fight against GM foods. Opposition has been strong since the 1990s, a decade which saw a series of food scares, including the near panic over mad cow disease. GM foods were sold in the UK as early as 1996, when a form of engineered tomato was marketed. Yet shortly thereafter, a study in Scotland suggested that certain GM products caused health problems in rats. As the 20th century neared its close, the study contributed to a deafening public uproar, resulting in a 1999 moratorium on GM products. A number of strict labeling laws were also enacted. For instance, food products containing more than 1% of GM content had to be labeled as such. The moratorium was lifted in 2004, yet a number of countries, including Austria and Hungary, have maintained outright bans on the cultivation of certain GM crops. Their citizens are still concerned about outcrossing as well as potential negative effects of GM foods on humans. In recent years, the EU has come under considerable pressure to relax its restrictions. Major biotech companies such as Monsanto, USA, and Bayer, Germany, have the backing of the World Trade Organization and powerful countries like the USA and Canada. However, several EU nations have refused to give in and have even intensified their opposition. For instance, in 2009, Germany became the sixth EU member to ban the growth of a type of GM maize. In Europe, at least, the controversy over non-natural foods isn't likely to end anytime soon.